Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Thursday. This is Tammy Polk, your favorite and lovingly annoying host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. I am excited to be able to come to you live this morning, despite dealing with the aftermath of the storm here in Memphis, Tennessee. I am not going to belabor the time with my usual intro today because I have an absolute powerhouse on this call with me, and I promised that I would just let her let it go and let it rip. But let me tell you a little bit about my guest and my dear friend, Toy Addington. You guys, when I tell y'all that none of my friends are sane, this is one of the ones who is probably crazier than I am when it comes to managing life and business. And I'm going to let her tell you why I say that, even though she's probably going to kill me. So, Toy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me, Tammy. Carry on.
So go ahead and tell the people why I said what I said.
Well, she said that because, first off, my name is Toy Addington. I'm the CEO of I Can't Coaching. My motto is I can't let anything control my mind, mood, or money. And I have several streams of income which has contributed to my success. And Tammy has been a great part of my success as well. So she's kind of the motor behind my brain. So she gets to experience firsthand all of the crazy that goes into the businesswoman as it relates to I Can't Coaching or my life coaching school or the business coaching or my concert promoting or my nonprofit organization or my non-surgical hair replacement club. So So, yeah, that's why she said that.
So, see, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. But what the reason why I brought Toy on today, listeners, is because, as you guys know, I'm preparing for my Mavens Who Matter virtual summit, and Toy is actually one of my speakers for the summit, and I'm recognizing moms who are doing the absolute most. And as you just heard, Toy does the most twice and then some. So we're going to go ahead and get into our topic for today. So Toy, for the moms and women and just for the sake of everybody that's listening, what would you say is the key to keeping life and business in order?
Okay, this is definitely a person specific. And what I mean by that is I'm going to give you a few options because I don't want you to think it's just one way. So a couple of things. So the way that I've done it is I first recognize that there's no such thing as order. The moment you try to put things in order, you can expect some type of chaos to come behind it. But I live in organized chaos. So one of the things that I do to try to keep things in order as best as possible is I keep a list. And not only keeping a list or making a list, you have to prioritize it. But when you prioritize it, be flexible. And being flexible, I think, is the key to anything that you do in life so that you don't find yourself stressed out and then getting demotivated to persevere through whatever the task is. And the other thing is, as it relates to business and life, please do some self-care in there. I don't care if it's 15 seconds a day. That self-care is so important because if your mind isn't right, it's going to affect your mood, and then you're going to be either motivated or demotivated to persevere in terms of whatever task that you have coming up.
Yes, and I'm so glad that you reiterated that there's no such thing as order. And also, really, there's no such thing as balance either, because mm-hmm. you're always going to have something that is weighing on you on one side or the other. Now, I tell people all of the time, you're doing one of two things. You're mm-hmm. focusing on the business and neglecting the personal, or you're mm-hmm. focusing on the personal and neglecting the business. Mm-hmm. So there's always going to be one side that is heavier than the other. And even if you do get them level, it's not mm-hmm. going to last long because stuff happens.
And the most consistent thing in life is change. Change is the
that
most
is very
consistent
true.
Thing in life. So when people don't recognize that, or better yet, they don't embrace it, that's why people are stressed out and they give up on themselves. That's the reason why. When things get chaotic or when things change or it didn't turn out the way that they wanted it to and they don't allow themselves to be flexible, that is the reason why so many people give up on themselves.
Yes, it
because,
is.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Oh yeah, because I've done it before. You know, so I've been in a situation before to where I'll even bring it recent. So even when I started to start my I Can't Coaching Life Coaching school, I gave up on that thing. I know at least 96 times, and that's a light number. I battled with myself over and over again. I started it and I stopped it. I started it and I stopped it. And we have a tendency to do that. And what happens to us, we start doubting ourselves. We talk ourselves out of our own dream. And as a result of that, if you don't catch it, I'm going to say that again, if you don't catch it, you'll never persevere. You'll never, ever reach any goal, especially something as big as starting a school. I would have never reached that goal had I not stepped outside the box and said, you know what, I'm going to remove the chatter out of my own head, and I'm going to focus on this goal, and I'm going to accomplish it, even after my failure.
And I can personally attest to your perseverance and your resilience in that area. Mm-hmm. I still remember us sitting on my couch, fleshing that thing out and going back and forth. And,
yes.
And no, I still have the pictures, you know, of you holding the first draft of your curriculum.
Ooh,
and,
yes.
And signing, you know, signing the certificates, you know, and things like that. So
yes.
You brought up a very important point of how much we talk ourselves out of. And it's usually because we have that one little hiccup that we think we can't get over. So we allow it to throw a monkey wrench into everything because we think that if we don't have that one thing, it's not going to happen. Like, there's no other way that I can do this because I don't have this one, you know, this one piece. You know,
well,
many times.
So I wanted to, and I'm sorry, I did not mean to cut you, Tammy, but something just popped in my head, and when God told me to speak, I speak. So that thing is we're blocked, and we're blocked based off of either learned behaviors or limited beliefs. So if your habit is to give up and not persevere, regardless of what the goal is, you will react that certain way. Or if you are in an environment that is not full of positive people who want to see you go and grow, it's easy because you don't have any, you don't have an accountability partner. It's easy for you to say that one little thing is holding me back or blocking me or my limited belief is in my way so much that I can't move forward or learn helplessness. You have taught your brain to give up. So you have to create a new muscle inside of your brain, i.e. a new habit, so you can start persevering more. Then the brain will start producing more of that serotonin, happy hormone, go-getter hormone, however you want to put it, so that you can start craving it, and then you'll start acting differently because your thoughts trigger emotions. So whenever you're thinking about something and you're blocked, it's going to make you feel a certain way, and then you're going to react in that way. So it's important that we make sure that we create a habit of persevering.
And that's important because what we also have to understand is that there are people around us who think that they are going through certain things by themselves. So they need to see someone who is dealing with the same thing fight through it. I tell people all the time that the story that you have and the situation that you're in is meant to save or change someone's life, faith, family, ministry, and or their business. Because the fact that you made it through is going to keep somebody from giving up. It's going to reel them back in off the ledge.
And what people see for me, Tammy, is when they see me, they see the six-figure business owner. They see the Louis bag carrying, red bottom wearing, several streams of income having, you know, got it all together. But it's a side of me that they don't know. You know, I didn't get here, you know, I didn't just fall off the plane and land on my feet. That's not what happened. I've crashed and I've actually hit the bottom a couple of times, starting at the age of 15 years old, when I was trying to figure out who house I was going to stay at, when I was trying to figure out what place was I going to go to get food. That girl who was a teenage mother who had to figure it out, that persevered through all of that and still happened to become the first one to graduate from high school, the first one to get a degree, the first one to get a house built at the age of 19 years old. Last year I hit, no, it was this year actually, that was the CrossFit Festival this year that I was sitting and looking at my bank account averaging over 30 grand a month with all of my several streams of income. So people see the glitz and the glam. The reason why a lot of people don't succeed, example, in business, and I say my story is for the masses. And the reason why I say that is because I am that girl who truly came from the bottom and made it to the top, and I'm still going. Being the only, the first and the only, about to be globally accredited life coaching school within six states. I graduate on November 10th as a master certified professional life coach. And I'm not saying any of this for me. I'm saying this for you out there, listener, who's listening, to think that I can't do X, Y, and Z, or I'm not good enough, or, you know, my mom didn't do it, so I won't be able to do it, or I was a teenage mom, so maybe I need to put my dreams and goals on hold. You don't. Newsflash, I have four babies, and I made it out of all of that. So if I made it out, it's not a soul on this earth that couldn't do the same thing, but there's something that you have to do. I have a formula, and I'm going to let Tammy lead me into that, unless you want me to go ahead and say it now.
Go right ahead, sweetheart.
Okay, on how I keep all of this energy to reach emotional excellence is my M plus M equals M formula. So, of course, the name of my business is I Can't Coaching. The motto is I can't let anything control my mind, mood, or money. So we're going to deal with the first M plus M. That's mind plus mood. I want you to keep this in the back of your mind, listeners. And if you don't believe me, walk on this journey. What you think, i.e. your thoughts, trigger emotions, and as a result equals whatever that M is, you motivated to get your money, to be a better mother, a better man, a better mentor, to feel more mellow, I mean to be more motivated. That's what that equals M means. But you have to take care of the M plus M. If you do not take care of your mind, I'm telling you, nothing else will get better for you, and this is why. You have neurotransmitters inside of your brain that send signals to your body to tell it which hormone to produce. So if you are a person that practices negativity all the time, no matter what the situation is, you have trained your brain to look for negative things. And then you're going to start feeling in a negative way. That's the second M, your mood. You know what I mean? I don't like you. Somebody can tell you, here's a diamond ring. Oh, I don't like diamonds. You know, I mean, who doesn't like diamonds? Some people don't, but who doesn't? You know what I mean? You could have $1 million. Oh, I don't like money. You know, or you could say, better yet, introduce you to my mom. Oh, I don't like mothers. Or if you got somebody that's really positive like me, I like almost everything. I don't like pork and I don't like beef, but people I'm good with. But to make a long story short, you know, having that thing when you're a positive person, you tend to look for the positive in things. And that's because you trained your brain to think a certain way, and then it produces a certain hormone, and then you feel differently. So be careful with who you allow in your mental proximity, because it matters. It does. It matters. I'm telling you, it's scientifically proven. I am not making this up. Your thoughts will definitely trigger your emotions and make you feel a certain way in the end. So when you are going through a situation, good, bad, or indifferent, always keep in the back of your mind, M plus M equals M. Mind plus mood equals me being more motivated, me making more money, me being a better man, mother, mentor, you name it. So that's the formula how I keep on how I keep all of this energy and how I've reached emotional excellence.
And that's very important, because people don't understand how much what we feed ourselves matters. I tell people all of the time that our lives and how they go is the sum of what we read, what we watch, what we listen to, what we do, and who we hang around.
Mm-hmm.
All of those affect those three things. Because mm-hmm. if you are not focused on both your personal and your professional development, and you don't have the right people around you, your mind and your mood are going to be affected pretty much at the same time. Because think mm-hmm. about it, when you hear bad news, your brain processes it and your mood changes immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful of those four things, because as we say in business, that it, like you said in your motto, it's mind, mood, and money.
Uh-huh.
If your mind and your mood are messed up, your money going to be messed up too, because you're not going to be in the right frame of mind to watch your money the way that you need to, because your mind and your mood are messed up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So a couple of parting questions here, because we are almost at our time. What advice would you give to anybody who is listening, who is about to give up?
My advice is don't. Because if you do, guess what? You'll never, ever, ever reach your 100. And I want you to reach your 100. It's okay to take a break, but it's not okay to give up. Because I want you to think about your why behind that. And I'll give you an example, and I won't be long, I promise. So as it relates to if you want to start a business, think about the reason why you want to start the business. Ultimately, it's not necessarily about the money. It's the things that you can do if you had the money, i.e. have more time to spend with your family, take more vacations, have financial freedom, have flexibility and more control over your life as a whole. So don't, because you will definitely miss out on all of those opportunities, on the reason why you even wanted to leave that job in the first place. So my advice is to not do it. Don't give up on you.
And that is a good advice. Even though some people will say, you know, well, there's no other way out. My question is, have you looked? have you looked? Are you sure that that's the case? Oh, Toya, I want to thank you so much for being on here with me.
Let
the listeners know where to find you. We literally have listeners all over the world right now. So let them know where to find you online and all that other good stuff.
So, again, my name is Toy Addington, the CEO of ICANS Coaching. Thank you guys so much for listening. I look forward to any of you guys reaching out to me. I help people take their businesses from paper to profit, concept to store, making money in their sleep or while they are awake, or you can become a certified professional life coach through my ICANS Coaching Life Coaching School. My email is info@icanscoaching.com. My website is icanscoaching.com. Instagram is ICANS Coaching. You guessed it. And then as far as my Facebook, you can follow me at GIRLIE, that's Girly Marie, on Facebook. And my number is 901-800-9083. The best way is to text me. That's 901-800-9083.
Awesome. Well, you guys, we have had an absolute ball, as you can see. But y'all know me. I dare not end my show without thanking two very special people. Kayla Padgett, our CEO and founder, you know I love you bunches and oodles. Thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for continuing to keep going in excellence with all that is on your plate. And to Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place, thank you, my dear friend, for sounding off as much as you do so that I will keep going with this show. Guys, always, 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 God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Keep charging, and I will see you guys in November. Again, Toy, thanks.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.